This is Sacred Meditations. Thank you for making Sacred Meditations part of your day. In our previous meditation, Johann Gerhard commented on the parable of the wedding feast in Luke chapter 14. In that section of his meditation 16, Gerhard contrasted the pleasures of the world with the heavenly banquet of God's mercy and forgiveness, the true food for our souls. In today's meditation, Gerhard reminds us of what we miss out on when we seek the earthly riches. Here's Gerhard again writing on Luke chapter 14. In the parable, those who traded in oxen and merchandise did not come to Christ. Those who set their hearts upon earthly riches do not seek the heavenly. Earthly riches seem for a time to satisfy the desires of the soul, so that it does not seek in God that which alone would afford it full and perfect satisfaction. The riches of the world consist in material things, as silver and gold, houses and lands, flocks and herds. But no material thing can possibly satisfy the longings of the soul, which is far more excellent than any material object, for all these have been created for the use and benefit of the soul. How utterly material things fail to meet and satisfy the needs of the soul appears in death, when we must give them all up. It is passing strange that we should so set our hearts upon these earthly possessions when our hold upon them is so frail and short-lived. When Adam forsook the comforts afforded him in God and sought delight through the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he was driven out of paradise. So our souls, if they turn from God the Creator to the creature, are deprived of heavenly comforts, and shall be forever driven away from the tree of life. Bringing you the treasures of Lutheran prayer through today's technology, this is sacredmeditations.org.